Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It was just a matter of time until it would happen in Buffalo. And the bottom line is, when the mobile apps come in, even here in Las Vegas, it's the convenience aspect of it. A game's about to start, and you don't have time to get to a sports book because you have to work or you've got a meeting, whatever it may be. The fact that with the mobile app, when that day comes, you know, that's the real convenience aspect of it, and that's the world we live in today. And literally, you've got the sports book at your fingertips. So, you know, A, open it up, people will go there, but this thing goes through the roof, and the handle will actually be more than 50% of the handle, probably significantly more than 50% of the handle will be done on the phone apps.
Do you think, politicians can be pretty obtuse? Do you think even they kind of see that, hey, if we're going to allow one aspect of this to really make it work here in New York for the people who are going to get into the industry, we have to allow this other aspect?
It's like anything else. They have to justify their existence. Let's cut to the chase. The bottom line is the hypocrisy of the NFL, where gambling was this big taboo thing, that they wouldn't even run a Las Vegas commercial on the Super Bowl. Oh, but now all of a sudden it's okay. Why? Because, you know, they can get a piece of the pie. You know, it's money talks. That's the bottom line.
How popular has mobile sports betting been in a place like Las Vegas, where it's relatively easy to go somewhere and be able to place a bet in person? In an atmosphere like that, is mobile betting still the way that most people want to go?
It absolutely has to happen. I mean, even here in Las Vegas, where there may be a sports book within 3 miles of you, just sometimes finding the time to get there is the hassle. And it's transformed Las Vegas, where it's the convenience aspect of it. And instead of having to go to the sports book, you know, 40 times, you go once, put money in, and you can do it from home. And, you know, knock on wood for the player, you go to cash out. If it doesn't go well, you go and you put more money in. It's simply the mobile app will bring the sports book right to the player's hands.
Here at the arena, they turned part of the 200 level into what basically is kind of like a sports book right now. The only thing is you're not able to take any bets there because you can't do it in a place that isn't a casino, by the law in New York right now. But they're hoping that can be kind of a sports betting lounge within the arena. Does Vegas have that currently at their arena? And is that a place where people like to go inside the arena itself while they're watching a game live to watch other games and bet on maybe what they're seeing?
No, they have a sponsorship deal where I think maybe between periods they show the lines possibly. But there's nothing per se, like a concession stand or a sports book in the arena. But the bottom line is everybody's got a mobile app and you can go to the game, and that'll be the next step for Buffalo once this thing's up and running. Literally, you can go to a Bills game or you can go to a Sabres game. And then there's an in-play wagering aspect of it where, if it's offered, you know, basically after the end of the first period, there could be, an updated line on the game. So even though the game's already started, there may be another offering once the game's going with an in-play concept.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.